Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yo, welcome in. It is the Odd Couple on a funky flashback Friday, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And I know if you're feeling a certain kind of way, it's because college football is back alive and
all right
to the front of the line. And yes, we'll be watching some college football game, putting some shekels down. In fact, my shekel city tonight is all college football. When was the last time
we did that?
Yes, sir. But it is the Odd Couple.
Wow.
Rob Parker and Alan Lee in for Chris Broussard. And just so people know, I believe Chris will be Rob G. He'll be here Monday, right? So we will be in effect. I know it's Labor Day. People have the long weekend, but Chris will be back. But Alan Lee is in here today on Friday. And let's welcome in the Odd Couple crew first. Rob G, I just mentioned, our producer. And Iowa Sam is also here. He's our engineer. And Steve DeSager is at the anchor desk. So Steve will keep us updated throughout the program. But what a show for you today. First hour, we got R.J. Young, Fox Sports college football analyst and the host of the number one college football show. He'll join us in about 30 minutes. Adam Kaplan, of course, a Fox Sports Radio NFL insider. He'll join us in the second hour of the program. That'll be good. And Lamar Mitchell, our guy from BetMGM. He's the director of trading. He'll be in with some future bets for the NFL as the NFL season is right around the corner. But first, let me say hello to my partner and friend and buddy who's filling in once again, Mr. Alan Lee. And for people who don't know, he was a sports guy, an anchorman, and D.C. and Detroit for a long time and played minor league baseball, and great to have you on the show. What's up?
Appreciate it. Appreciate it. You know, I'm living vicariously through you on social media whenever you take on your trips. Dubai. Man, I'm jealous.
It's been crazy. Alan, what a summer I had. You know, like I went everywhere.
Yes, you did.
Crazy.
Well, okay. I need to know one thing on your vacations. I know you complained about paying $13.99 for a hot dog.
Yeah, that one okay. bothered me.
So what were the food prices like in Dubai?
Absolutely unbelievably well for us.
Really?
Yes. Our money's strong there, and I was surprised in that. All right, I'm going to pull back the curtain. I think I mentioned it the other day, but I wound up eating at Kentucky Fried Chicken while I was in Dubai.
Oh, my gosh. Come on.
I was at the mall, and I was like, we were shopping, me and my brother. And you know, you're at the mall, and they have a food court. I was like, I don't want anything big. I see the KFC. I'm not sure if it's going to taste right. And guess what, Alan? Two pieces dark, leg and thigh, a side, a biscuit, and a drink. $4.76 U.S.
Wow.
That's $10 here.
Yes,
indeed. Am I right?
Yeah, easy.
$10.
Get a drink easy.
Yes. And then the hotel, we had two rooms. It was under $800 for four nights each.
Wow, that's nice.
In a beautiful JW Marriott in Dubai.
But you just ruined it for me. You went to KFC.
I know. I just for lunch.
Halfway around the world, Rob, and you go to KFC.
And you know what? That chicken tastes so good. It was really good. All right, Alan, we got a lot of stuff to talk about, and we just mentioned it. College football is here. Alan, a Purdue Boilermaker, and not happy last night when his
worst
team
clock management I've ever seen.
Choked down
night.
The first game of the year. What do you expect?
Oh.
What are you expecting from Purdue anyway? Are you expecting anything?
When I went there, we won.
All right. That was 90 years ago, Alan. let's be honest.
That was the Jim Young era.
Mark
Irvin. Come on, man. But that last night was just inexcusable.
Unbelievable. All right, but we did get some big news today, right at the start of college football. The college football powers that be have approved a plan to expand the college football playoffs. Rob G, I want you to get into some details here, because it used to be four. I was fine with four. But you know, it's about money. It's about a money grab. It's about greed. I'm sorry. And Rob G, what happened today?
Well, Rob, you brought up the money first and foremost. The reason why that this happened is because when they initially wanted to expand a few years ago and it got shot down, they were reportedly losing $450 million in revenue by not expanding. So once that came to light, this came together rather quickly. So moving forward, in 2026, but possibly even 2024, it will be a 12-team playoff. The first four get byes, the next eight will play each other in a series of quarterfinal games. And it's going to be six conference winners and six at-large bids, so a total of 12 teams in the conference.
No. Stop the clock. Right. Stop. There's Iowa, Sam, because they don't have anything else going on in Iowa, so he's happy about it. But this is baloney. This is garbage. This is terrible. Man, stop with the money grab. Alan, we can't get four good teams to compete for the national championship. Did you watch Michigan last year?
Yes.
Were they in that game?
Oh, not at all.
They were outclassed. We can't even get good games. Most of the games of these playoff postseason games are blowouts. They're not even competitive.
I would have said six. Six is fine. I can live with that. I would have even said eight as just to keep everybody quiet. But going to 12 just is – there are not – 12 teams in the country that can play for a national championship.
No. And we got this stat here. Six of the, Rob G, is this the 24 games? Were within 10 points. Only six of them. I mean, really? Is that what we want to watch? Just so somebody could get blown out, Alan, and then go, well, they went to the national college football playoff. Wow, look at our feather in our cap. Can we hang up a banner and say we were in the college football playoffs and we lost by 30? I mean, really?
I think you hit it on the head. It's all about dollars at this point in time. All the conferences realigning and everything, it's all about money now.
And I'll give some of these conferences credit, because we have them. There were three no votes. Rob G, you had it? the Big Ten, right? Was it the ACC and the Pac-12? They said no to the 12.
Yeah.
Bravo to them.
Right.
Despite the money, Alan, that's out there. I get it. The money is, like, if you're in this space right now and you're an executive or, you know, a conference guy or whatever, and you don't rake in money, you're doing a bad job, because there's nothing but money to be had. There's only two things, and you spend your whole career in television. There's only two things that matter. Live games and the news on cable. That's it.
Exactly.
That people don't watch local news. People don't watch TV shows when they come on network television. They do not. The right. only thing that's appointment television is the cable news with the politics and all mm-hmm. that, and live sporting events. Go look at the NFL. Go look at Major League Baseball, the money they're getting paid for these events, these games, Alan. That's it.
I don't know if you saw this because you were on vacation last week, but NBC, it's rumored, might have to eliminate their 10 p.m. programming, do away with it, and give it back to local networks, because they have to now pay. They have to cover the cost of getting NFL and college football. So they're concerned about it costs so much that they're going to have to drop 10 p.m. programming.
That is unbelievable.
Yeah, it's sports. They don't have enough. We spent too much bringing you football and college football for next year.
And the crazy thing about it, when you talk about it, is, Alan, most of them they don't make any money. Like the fees are so exorbitant.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Oh. Like, you don't even make any money. I mean, we talked about it before. Fox is going to pay Tom Brady $37.5 million to be a color analyst on 17 games. How do you justify the amount?
I don't understand how you get that figure that Tom Brady is going to make our ratings to the point where we can justify paying him that much money. Our ratings are going to jump that much.
They're not.
Right.
If he's on a crappy game, guess what? People aren't watching. If he's right. on a great game, Alan, people will watch.
Right. They can stick me and you on this Sunday, the first Sunday of the NFL, in a great game. And if people
what?
Don't like us, they're just going to turn the sound down.
And put the radio on. Right.
right.
But they'll
right.
still watch,
They'll still
right?
watch. They'll still watch. They'll blow us up on social media, call us bums
right.
and everything else. But they're still going to watch that game.
But here's my thing. Okay, this is about killing the golden goose, and this is the problem. And do you remember the show? And you people who don't, and you might be, maybe you saw it in reruns or whatever. But Alan, you remember Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Do you remember that
yes,
with Regis?
I do. Yes.
Right?
Yes. Yes.
That was a big time ratings getter. Okay, mm-hmm. Let me just give you really. All right, it was at one point. The nighttime version, Alan, initially drew up to 30 million viewers 3 times a week. Unheard of in modern day network television. That's how big of a hit it was,
right.
okay? Number one. And then what did ABC do? They were like, oh, this is great. They put it on 5 nights a week
right.
because they were like, what are we doing?
Right.
This is great. And guess what it did? It tanked.
It tanked.
It tanked. Because you don't want to overkill it, and that's what they're doing with the I'm telling you, we've seen this before. Yeah. Don't you remember the best damn sports show on Fox Sports Net? Was that Rob
yes.
G? Fox Sports Net was a great show, and then they put it on every night. Right. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I think you could. A telling thing to me is when we went from a few bowl games to like about 100 bowl games at the end of the season. I couldn't tell you how many games I watch.
You don't
now.
Watch.
I don't
right.
watch. You know, I don't watch. It's like, you know, the little sandwich bowl or something. Whoever's sponsoring this thing, I'm like, who's in this game? You would have with like a 6-5 record.
There used to be where you watch those bowl games, and there was a handful that you looked for.
New Year's Day was king.
That was king, and that's all. I'm more like, and I could still hear Keith Jackson, the granddaddy of them all.
Whoa,
am
Nelly.
I right?
Welcome
right.
to Southern California.
Come on, man. That was great. And we don't want to sound like two old men.
Right.
All right? Hey, you kids, get off my lawn. But this is outrageous. Does it matter about competition? Does it matter whether these teams can really compete? They can't get 4 teams. How are they going to get 12? Is it okay to get blown out? Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you guys just doesn't matter, and a 30-point blowout you feel good about. Are you going to watch?
Stick around?
I can't believe it.
I'm sure some universities are saying, you know what, we're getting paid, we're getting exposure, it's good to be in the discussion, and so what, we lost by 30, but at least we were there.
And here's another one we're just talking about. By comparison, 7 of the 16 BCS championship games were within 10 points, and 3 of those games were decided by a field goal. Okay, so I just don't understand of going over the top, putting too many teams in. It's just like what the NBA's done, where now, Alan, the regular season's almost meaningless.
Right.
Am I right? Like, right. It was never like that. We used to watch NBA games in the beginning of the season all the way
yes.
through.
Playing
and now
games
it's like,
now.
Right. It's like, wait a minute, 20,
here's 20 teams. You've stunk the regular season.
Right.
Here's another opportunity for you to get in with a play-in game.
Right, and then they charge money to say it's a playoff game to the networks.
Yeah.
It's crazy. So, I don't know. I don't like it. Alan doesn't like it. Maybe you like it. We want to hear from you on this because this is college football's latest money grab. They're expanding to the big conferences. Soon there'll be 2 or 3 of them, and that'll be it. And now here we go. They just, all they want is money. Forget about competition. They're going to have to spend money on the travel with all this stuff.
Oh.
This has been an unbelievable thing. But here you go. A lot of fans were bellyaching. 4 isn't enough. It ain't fair. We were good. We got screwed. You know what? I mean, like, you know, the smaller schools that didn't play anybody that
yeah.
was 12-0.
Right.
We were undefeated.
And you know what byproduct this is going to be? Now you've taken those teams that did play in those 100 bowl games that I talked about. So now they're going to be in the championship process. Now you're going to have 8 more teams that are available. In these other horrible
bowl games.
Who
are 6-5
right.
who can play in those games.
Right.
All right. Are you on board with college football playoff expanding to 12 teams? We want to hear from you. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. It is a funky Flashback Friday, and we'll continue the conversation next with you. It's the Odd Couple, Alan Lee in for Chris Broussard tonight. Rob Parker here, you there. Stick and stay, America.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast. Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bridgestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
It is the Odd Couple on a funky Flashback Friday. Iowa Sam off to a good start. Rob Parker, Alan Lee in for Chris Broussard. And if you're dealing with a dead battery, head to AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. So the next time you're having battery trouble, head to AutoZone, your battery solution, and America's number one destination. Our telephone number, 877-996-6369, 877-99-ON-FOX. Talking about the new expansion to college football's playoffs from 4 teams to 12 teams. It's not going to happen overnight, but it's going to eventually happen. Alan and I are not feeling it. What about you? 877-99 on Fox.
All right, let's hear what Mason has to say from the Bay Area. You're on The Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio. Mason.
Hey, Alan and Rob. Thanks for having me on.
Yes, sir. What's happening on this weekend? You got any big plans?
Man, most of my big plans were last week. I was at that Mallard meetup, meeting Ben and a bunch of other people. That was awesome.
Nice.
But, you know, I'm kind of like in the middle. So, like, I totally understand, you know, it's getting watered down. But at the same time, I still think it adds a huge excitement element where, like, you never know what could happen and these smaller programs get a chance to shine. And I don't think that there's a whole lot of negative that can come away from
Let me ask you about the competition, though. We saw Michigan was the fourth team, and they got boat raced. I mean, they weren't in, they couldn't compete. We're going to see that. Is that what you want to watch?
Not necessarily, but it's just a chance that, like, you never know what could happen on any given day, on any given playoff day. You know, that's not the tail of the tape, you know. Just because we have seen it doesn't mean we will see it. And I just think that anything is up for grabs. You don't know how hungry a team could be coming into the playoffs.
The only problem I have with that is the same schools win every year, Alan. I mean, that sounds great, and I'm not trying to poo-poo you, but Alan, come on.
Can you give me
like the big upset? When did Alabama lose to Rutgers? Did I
Boise
miss that?
Boise State snuck in there, right?
And that doesn't happen. 877-99-ON-FOX.
All right, Bruno from Brooklyn, what do you got for us? Welcome to the Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio.
Gentlemen, good evening. You are spot on with this. The fact that they went from 4 to 12, they've completely ruined the whole thing. They should not have jumped that far ahead. You want to bump it to 6, like Alan said, or maybe 8. You don't have enough teams right now that are going to show the ability to show up for big games. And how about this thought? Nobody's given it that much. How about the fact that teams like Alabama are going to be playing a couple extra games or Ohio State because they're going to have to beat these lower-level teams? I mean, it's not right for the teams that are in a position to be doing something in a real playoff position.
Right. Hey, Bruno, I'm with you 100%. Bruno, this is a mess. What are they doing? I mean, I get it. We don't want to be dinosaurs and everything has to be the way it was 30, 40 years ago, Alan. But don't mess with stuff just to mess with it. Enough. How much money is enough?
And here's another interesting thing. We didn't even bring this up. How many players that are seniors or that are going to be possibly in the NFL draft eligible are going to elect to say, you know what, we're one of the last teams in this thing. I'm not playing anyway.
That's a tough thing because it'd be like, what kind of dude doesn't want to play in a playoff championship? Like, but we don't have a shot. We're going to get steamrolled by, we might get hurt out here
right
against Alabama or Clemson or somebody. You know what I mean? Like, I do get it. 877-99 on Fox.
All right, Luke from Kansas, you're on the Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio. I understand you have a different opinion here.
Yeah, so I think with adding the 12 teams, it gives those teams that are up top, it gives them a few hard games in a row. Do you guys not feel the same way?
No.
Then Alabama has to go play a few hard games in a row.
How? I mean, it's going to be watered down. Everybody thought Michigan was going to be a hard game. It was a blowout, and they'll have a bye, those teams. It'll be matchups against Luke. This is the problem. There'll be games that we don't want to see.
Well, we already see a bunch of bowls we don't want to see. But and then also another thought is, what do you think about then it's going to give some of those top high school prospects, it's going to give them more schools instead of just saying, oh, I have to go to Alabama or Georgia to compete in the national championship.
No, because
we can go to one of these other schools and still have that opportunity
to get in the playoffs or to win. Do they have a chance to win or just to be fodder for the other schools?
Well, it just depends. I mean, look, Alabama lost to Texas A&M a couple years ago. They still what? They still won the national championship. But what if they have to play teams like Texas A&M 3 in a row? Are they going to win those every time?
Okay. I want you to call me back when some school that we don't expect wins the national championship. That's all I'm going to say. All right? Like, we can sit here and go, like, on any given stuff. They've been saying that, Alan. We both worked in Detroit for a long time. They've been saying that about the Lion. Oh, this is the year.
Hear the roar.
Hear the roar. They have won one playoff game since 1957. And every year they roll out that, well, you never know. Once you get out there, you never know what could happen. You know, like this could finally, everything could finally come together. We've been waiting.
Yes. It just, come on. 12 teams. Too much. No way.
All right. We'll dive deeper in this with Fox Sports college football analyst RJ Young. He joins us next, but first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, Steve, appreciate it. It is The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio on a funky flashback Friday. Rob Parker and Alan Lee in for Chris Broussard. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. One of our favorite people, especially this time of year, RJ Young, a Fox Sports college football analyst and host of the number one college football show. RJ, what's happening? Welcome to the Odd Couple.
Hey, how you doing, Uncle Rob? You doing all right, Alan? First time with you, man, but I'm here to have a good time.
I appreciate it. And RJ, before we get started, please tell me you watched my alma mater play last night, Purdue.
I watched it. And you know what?
Horrible clock management. Horrible clock management.
I felt for you.
The only thing worse than the clock management is this expansion, RJ, to the 12 teams. I'm sorry. We couldn't get four good teams for a champion. Did you watch Michigan last year? And now we're opening up the field to 12. Are you on board with this, or is this a money grab?
Well, No, I love this.
Oh my God.
No. We go through this every year, Uncle Rob. Like, every year. I'm the dude saying I want a 16-team playoff, and y'all like, hey, why are we putting more teams in front of Bama? We all know that Bama going to be Bama. I'm saying hey, look, I'm a college football guy, which means that I have the longest offseason in sports and the shortest regular season in sports. So anything we're going to try to do to extend my season, I'm going to be here for.
Does competition matter after a while if there's 28-point blowouts and people, like, I just don't see where you have enough teams, RJ, to really field this and make this a competitive thing that's worthwhile. We don't want it to just be blowouts, do you? Or does it not matter to you?
The way I look at it is I have 12,000 players that play FBS football at 130 teams. And on the off chance that one of those programs, call it Central Florida, runs the table undefeated in a regular season, I believe they should have a shot at the belt. The reason I believe that is because I can't look those kids in the eye and tell them they're not good enough to play for a national championship. And I dare anybody else to say the same. When it's your kid who's out there giving everything he's got to try to go win, and you want to tell him that because he didn't play somebody that you value, that he can't play for a national championship, he's probably going to look at you and say, but I won every game. That's the job, is it not? So anything that gets us to a place where that kid has an opportunity to shine, has an opportunity to go after it, I'm for that because that's where I live. That's who I am.
Okay, AJ, we've gone from four teams. RJ, I'm sorry, we've gone from four teams to 12 teams. Where do you draw the line? Where are we going to go next? 16? 24?
Hey, if, correct me if I'm wrong, but we started out with something like 32 in the NCAA, and we up to 68, and nobody's mad. We the Duke, Kansas, UNC, they all get there. They all end up right where they're supposed to be, baby. If we get to 16, I'll be happy. If we get to 24, like the FCS, I'll be happy with that, too. You can expand it to 130 if we're going to get to a, hey, winning your end.
Oh, that's goodness gracious. Why even play the regular season? Just make everybody into the playoffs. All right, let me ask you about, is Notre Dame this stinky? I mean, Ohio State by 17.5. Please tell me, what do we expect from Notre Dame? Or is Ohio State that great? Or is this where Vegas got it wrong?
I got Ohio State and Alabama in the national championship game in the preseason. I believe that team is very, very good. Now, it comes down to can they keep a lid on the defense, and that's what I'm going to watch for from Notre Dame. If Tyler Buckner in his first start ever at the Shoe can come out with a win against that Ohio State defense, I'm going to think something pretty good about Notre Dame and less so about Ohio State. That said, I expect Ohio State to put 50 up on everybody they play. It's not just C.J. Stroud. It's Travion Henderson. It's Jackson Smith and Jigba. It's Julian Fleming. It's Marvin Harrison Jr. Yeah, his kid is as big as David Boston out there making it happen. So I think if Notre Dame can show me something offensively early, they'll be in this game, but that's a big if.
I'm taking the 17.5 points, by the way. Our guest is R.J. Young from Fox Sports. He's a college football analyst here on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
All right, R.J., other than Bama, Ohio State, who you like, who should we really be focusing on this season as having a legitimate chance of doing something? And I'd like to get your thoughts if I can, because it's a lot of pressure now on USC for what they've done, new coach, and definitely how much money they spent on him.
Well, I'm very fascinated to look at that program in particular, because I think they and Utah end up playing for the Pac-12 championship in this first year without divisions. And that's going to be a lot of fun because Utah is very sound, offensively, defensively balanced, and they basically run the league low-key. They haven't won the Pac-12 championship as often they would like, the first one last year. But they're 59-7 in conference play for the last 7 years. Now, USC has got Lincoln Riley, Caleb Williams. We know the firepower. But they're also a 4-18 last year. They were not any good. The idea of them being good this year is fascinating because you can't bet against Lincoln Riley until you see something different. So that's one to keep an eye on. The other one that I catch a lot of hell for is Texas and Texas A&M. Texas, because they're playing in the Big 12 Conference, if they get past Oklahoma, I think they would have this what it takes to get past Baylor and Oklahoma State to win a Big 12 championship. But that's a 5-7 team that I'm expecting to be good. And then A&M, they're due. They've been recruiting like gangbusters. They out-recruited Bama this year, so much so that they had to tamp down allegations of paying players when they weren't supposed to. You also have a fan base that keeps pouring money into that program for a shot at its first national title since 1939. But to do that, you got to come out of the SEC West, and that's Bama's division. And when it hadn't been Bama's division, it's been LSU's division. So I'm watching Texas, Texas A&M, and USC as those teams that might be able to win a national championship this year.
How about Jim Harbaugh in Michigan? We saw what happened in the college football playoffs last year. What do you expect from Michigan? Because I believe you didn't have them in your top 25 and got hell from the state of Michigan, correct?
Correct. And, you know, look, I go out of my way to not talk about the teams that I'm not necessarily high on because we got so much other thing to talk about. But I'm here now. So you had two quarterbacks for one spot. J.J. McCarthy, Cade McNamara.
Which means you don't have one quarterback when you have two, right? It's like having two girlfriends.
And he's going to start one this week, and he's going to start the other one next week. And then he says, I'm going to let it see. And I'm going, that's not a way to pick a quarterback, man. Now, for what it's worth, J.J. McCarthy is extremely talented. He'd be my pick. He was my pick last year because I see this as, pardon the analogy or the comparison here, but you'll see where I'm going. What Kelly Bryant was for Clemson is who Cade McNamara is from Michigan. What J.J. McCarthy is from Michigan is who Trevor Lawrence was for Clemson. I think he puts them over the top in that way. But it's also you're losing Aiden Hutchinson. You're losing David Ajabo. You're losing my hometown kid, Dax Hill, first-round draft pick to the Cincinnati Bengals. Love that man. At safety, you have so much to replace here. Say nothing to Hassan Haskins. I just need to see them. And I'm not going to get to see what they're worth until October 1st when they play Iowa because the schedule is Colorado State, Hawaii, and UConn. I don't know anything about Michigan football off of that. They'll probably move into my top 25 because that's the way these things work. But off the rip, I had more questions than I had answers.
All right, we got 1 minute left.
Yeah. RJ, real quick, of those 12 playoff teams that we're talking about, give me one surprise team that you think could sneak in there.
12 playoff, let's see, UTSA.
Yeah, 4 years from now, but we want to get a name. Yeah,
University of Texas, San Antonio. Yeah. Mark that one down. The Roadrunners. They'll get there.
You know what? If you're saying that, I was going to say Southern Connecticut State University where I work. And that's Division II. I mean, we'll be so thin.
Wow.
RJ, we'll have to put some Division II schools in, no?
Hey, they told me that you was here for take, Uncle Rob. I'm giving you take here. UTSA.
All right. We love it.
I'm writing that one down.
Hey, I know you're excited. College football season is here. RJ Young, one of the best in the business. Fox Sports college football analyst and host of the number one college football show. My man, we appreciate you. Thank you.
I appreciate y'all. Have a good night.
Always. No doubt. All right. All you Denver Bronco fans need a reality check. And it's coming your way next.
Uh-oh.
It is The Odd Couple with Alan Lee in for Chris Broussard. Rob Parker here, you there on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
It is the Odd Couple on a Funky Flashback Friday. Holiday weekend, Labor Day on Monday. Amazing. Rob Parker, Alan Lee in for Chris Broussard. And we could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards. Or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. Alan Lee, you know what time it is? It's time for a little Shekel City.
Uh-oh.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, last night, Shekel City 2-1. That's not a bad night. Ready? Shekel City, not yet sponsored by Caesars Sportsbook, but we're still working on that. All right, my best bet. I'm taking Notre Dame plus the 17 points against Ohio State. What do you think, Alan? Good, bad?
You know, when you
that's
start
a lot of
when
points.
You have two good teams playing that first game of the season, it's risky on either way. You
17.
Never know. That's a lot.
I'm taking that. That's my best bet. All right. And then Western Michigan is playing Michigan State. I took the over here, 54.5, and Alan, they scored 10 points so total so far.
Right. Yeah, it's
What is going on? It's in the first quarter.
Yeah, that's what I said.
It's 7-3 Michigan State.
These early, that first game of the season, you never quite know how that's going to go.
My goodness, that's true. There is no preseason, but I just, when I look at some of these spreads, and then I have TCU, which started out at -8. I think it's like 13 now, -13 over Colorado. So those are my three picks. The best bet, Notre Dame plus 17 over Ohio State, Western Michigan and Michigan State over the numbers 54.5. I'm not feeling good about that one. And TCU over Colorado, TCU -13.5. Remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on. And I did put some shekels down.
I heard that.
All right, let's talk about this. Everybody in Denver, the Mile High City, and they are high on a high, all right. And it's not just the altitude. You know, they can smoke there, too.
Wow.
But they're high on their football team because they made the trade. And they, you know, gave up everybody and their uncle in the kitchen sink for Russell Wilson. And they just are hell-bent. They're going to win the Super Bowl. At least everybody thinks they are. Alan, I'm not convinced.
I'm going to tell you what. That running back tandem of Javonte Williams and Melvin Gordon, if those two have a good year and Williams takes a big leap forward, that running game is going to be real sweet. And I think you're going to find out that that's going to set up that passing game. You know, Russell Wilson did well in Seattle because he had two very good wide receivers.
And they had a great defense, right, too, for a long time.
Right. Now, whether he has to throw the ball a lot this season because the Broncos might be behind, could be problematic.
They don't do as well when he throws it a lot. Like, right. That was the whole thing. Let Russ cook. Let Russ cook. But when he was cooking, he was burning. And they weren't winning. I mean, he's putting up crazy numbers. But it ain't just about that. And my thing is, the AFC, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's loaded.
Yes, it is.
It's loaded. Look at that division alone. You got the Chargers, Kansas City, Denver, and Vegas, right?
Yes.
With Davante Adams now. Really? Vegas just finished the preseason 4-0. Rob G, you feel good about that?
Well, if I recall, Rob, when the Detroit Lions went 4-0 in the preseason, they went 0-16.
I'm glad you brought that up because I was going to say that.
Oh, wow.
You remember that?
Oh, yeah. I unfortunately lived through that one, yeah.
Yes, we both lived through that, and you're right. They were 4-0 that year, and they went 0-16.
That's tough division. You're
but,
right.
Rob G., you know the division. I mean, you're a Raiders guy. To think that it's automatic for the Broncos,
Funny, Rob, is after they made that trade, my first thought was, well, they got this locked up. They have a great roster now. They just got the quarterback. And then as soon as that happened, everybody else started coming to the AFC West too. So whatever headway that we thought they made got chewed up pretty quickly because you had, you know, Davante Adams and Chandler Jones with the Raiders, Khalil Mack, J.C. Jackson with the Chargers. And so, you know, even the Kansas City Chiefs, they lost Tyreek Hill, but their defense got better. So every single team in that division got better. I'd expect more likely that they miss the playoffs, you know, two of the next 3 years rather than they make the Super Bowl.
So you have them missing the playoffs.
I'm not saying it's more likely they miss the playoffs.
Oh, I got more likely, yeah. I don't see the Super Bowl thing. I know everybody's high on Buffalo, and I get it. You look at their roster and everything. You also have Baltimore coming back. You also have Cincinnati coming off a year. But it's different when people weren't expecting it, and then you become you're the hunted. You know what I mean? Like, there ain't nobody going to be surprised about Cincinnati. And then the AFC West, though, is just loaded.
And you hope that the Chargers don't have, you know, craziness down the stretch like they did last year.
Well, because
they
could have
made the playoffs. If they had a tie, they were in.
But their coach also cost them a few games, Alan, going for it in his own territory and going for two on every play. He's playing Madden.
But Justin Herbert is a heck of a quarterback, though.
Yeah.
That dude's good. But, yeah, it's going to be tough for the Broncos. It's going to be tough. You're right.
Yeah, I think it's premature. And I understand because people have been saying for years, all they need is a quarterback because they got a great defense, right? They always keep them in games, and they've had – John Elway did a terrible job there, quarterback.
Oh.
Just terrible. And even getting Peyton Manning, remember, I mean, the year that they won the Super Bowl, he was the tin man. I mean, he threw for 90 yards. He couldn't move.
I remember those games.
Am I right? The year before, he was great.
Yes.
But the year they won the Super Bowl, won because of him. Their defense
that
won
defense
that Super Bowl.
Was stellar.
Right. So I think pump the brakes on thinking that it's automatic and Denver's going to be represent the AFC in the Super Bowl because they got Russell Wilson.
And he's 33 years old now.
Yep, and he got paid and all that other stuff, which is all good. I got no issues with it, but I do question if we're there. Another quarterback I question, and we'll talk about that coming up in hour number two, Dak Prescott.
Ooh.
He don't have all the weapons he had. And they're expecting him to step up for the Cowboys. And we've been hearing the same song, Alan, for like 30 years. So we'll talk about that. Plus, Adam Kaplan, of course, will drop by as well. It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.